Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn an interesting rule of English pronunciation which can greatly improve your ability to be understood by native speakers. Last week, we learned the difference between voiced and voiceless consonants. The focus of this week's lesson is learning how voiced and voiceless consonants affect the vowels which they come after. As we discussed in last week's podcast, some consonants are voiced. They involve our vocal cords. We can feel our vocal cords vibrating when we pronounce them. For example, the consonant Z, Z, or V, V. Other consonants, however, are voiceless. They do not involve the vibration of our vocal folds. For example, S, S, or F, F. Let's listen to the difference between the words safe and save. Safe, spelled S-A-F-E, ends with a voiceless consonant, F. Save ends with a voiced consonant, V. As we discussed in last week's podcast, F and V are a voiceless and voiced pair. That means that F and V have the same lip and teeth position. The position of our mouth is exactly the same for both sounds. The only difference is the difference in voicing, F being voiceless and V being voiced. So one of the main differences between the words safe and save is this difference in voicing. But that's not the only difference. There's another more subtle difference, a difference which is a little bit more difficult to notice. I'm going to say the two words again. This time, I'd like you to pay attention to the length of the vowel in each word. Safe. Save. Which word had the longer vowel? Both words contain the same vowel, A. But perhaps you noticed that the vowel A in the second word was longer. This is because save, S-A-V-E, ends with the voiced consonant V. And this is a rule of English pronunciation. When a stressed syllable ends in a voiced consonant, we make the vowel before it longer. To put it simply, voiced consonants lengthen the vowels which they come after. If the syllable ends with a voiced consonant, the vowel within that syllable will be longer. For a list of all the voiced consonants, be sure to visit our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com, where you'll find a list on this week's lesson. Let's look at another example. Let's compare the words back, B-A-C-K, and bag, B-A-G. Both of these words are identical, exactly the same, except for the final consonant. Back, B-A-C-K, ends in K. K, K, is a voiceless consonant. B-A-G, bag, ends in G. G is a voiced consonant. As a result, according to our rule, the vowel in bag will be longer. And this longer vowel acts as a signal. It is a signal to our listener as to which word we are saying. Now, this rule of pronunciation can become very useful for you when you have a sentence such as, I want that back. If you're trying to say, I want that back, B-A-C-K, you want to make the vowel short. If you're trying to say, I want that bag, B-A-G, you want to make the vowel longer. Speaking this way will greatly improve your ability to be understood by native speakers, because a native speaker is not really listening to the final sound. On an unconscious level, the native speaker is actually listening to the vowel length. When an American hears a long vowel, "I want that bag," they immediately think B-A-G. But if they hear a short vowel, "I want that back," they're going to think B-A-C-K. In fact, Americans often have problems pronouncing final voiced consonants. You may have noticed this listening to native speakers, that it's often hard to tell the difference between their final D's, T's, S's, Z's, K's, and G's, K, G. Sometimes Americans drop final voiced sounds altogether and replace them with something known as the glottal stop, which will be discussed in future podcasts. It's interesting to note that even Americans, native speakers, can have problems pronouncing final voiced sounds properly. But there is a solution. If you make the vowel longer, it will be clear to your listener as to which word you're saying. It will be clear to your listener that the word is ending in a final voiced sound. So there will be no confusion as to whether or not you said safe or save, back or bag. Let's practice this in an exercise. I'm going to say two sentences. The sentences are exactly the same except for one word. The only difference between those two words will be their endings. The first sentence will have a word with a voiceless consonant at the end, and the second sentence will have a word with a voiced consonant at the end. Pay careful attention to the difference in voicing and the difference in vowel length. Remember, the words that end in voiced consonants will have longer vowels. Please listen and repeat. Do you want to make the bet? Do you want to make the bed? I found $20 on the street. I found 20 bugs on the street. Look into my eyes when we toast. Look into my eyes when we toast. Do you have any plants? Do you have any plans? Oh no, she's going to sink. Oh no, she's going to sing. Don't eat that crap. Don't eat that crab. Wow, your teeth are so white. Wow, your teeth are so wide. As you can hear, lengthening the vowel before a voiced consonant can greatly improve the clarity of your speech. It will make it much clearer to the listener what word you're saying. In fact, I would say that lengthening the vowel is a more reliable and easier method than voicing the consonant. Again, even native speakers have problems voicing these consonants. But by keeping the vowel long, they make it clear to their listener what word they're saying. Today's lesson was a somewhat advanced lesson in English pronunciation. If you feel that you need more work and practice just learning the fundamentals, the basic consonants of English, I recommend trying Best Accent Training MP3s. Best Accent Training MP3s is available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On Best Accent Training MP3s, you'll find hundreds of practice exercises with all the consonants of English. You'll learn how to position your tongue, lips, teeth, and jaw correctly so as to pronounce the consonants of English just like a native speaker. You'll learn how to distinguish between difficult consonants like R and L, V and W, B and V, P and F, and many more. No matter what your first language is, there will be exercises there especially for you. In addition to all the consonants, you'll also get instruction and practice training exercises in all the vowels of English, intonation, syllable stress, and connected speech. And best of all, because Best Accent Training is in MP3 format, you can put it on your MP3 player and practice wherever you go. Best Accent Training, a full English pronunciation course available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.